I wanted to thank you for agreeing to do this with me. I know it's an odd request, bringing you to my family's party as my date so that they'll finally just leave me alone. But I wasn't left without any other options in this. Out of all my friends, I figured you were going to be the best at it. You're everything that mother wants for me in a partner, you know, besides the fact that you aren't a vampire. But that's something that can be remedied in her mind, and, well, that's all that matters. God, it was bad when I was alive, being the only daughter and all, but it got worse after she got turned into a vampire. She's convinced that because I haven't had a partner for 400 years, I'm not going to be able to find one at this rate. She thinks I'm too old and that no one is going to want me. Last year, she tried to set me up with this count who lives right by a river. You know, a bed of running water? Something that I can't pass as a vampire? I would effectively be trapped in that fucking house. It's like she lives in her own little world because she found her partner about 5 years into being a vampire. So shouldn't we all do the same? Ugh. After she got married, she decided to focus on my brothers, pairing them with some vampire that would make the perfect match. And then once she got done with all of them, she decided it was my turn. Lucky me. I'm sure you can tell how well that went. She wants to do all the mother-daughter wedding stuff with me. She wants to pick out dresses and go cake tasting and, I think, like, walk me down the aisle. You know, shit like that. She doesn't understand that that just really isn't my thing. I've never been a fan of being a spectacle, and I've never met someone that I wanted to spend my eternity with. Everyone that I have loved has wanted to move on. They believe death is a natural part of life. That they wouldn't be happy living forever, and who can blame them, right? It would have been cruel of me to turn them, so I didn't. I watched them grow old and held them as they passed. I carry a part of them with me. My necklace is from Celeste. My earrings are from Pierre. Even the stockings were hand-sewn by someone near and dear to my heart. To put it plainly, my mother never respected my love for humans and always considered these relationships invalid. Hence her insistence on setting me up with someone this year. She told me she invited 8 potential suitors. Can you believe that? I know. It's supposed to be a family thing, too. My brothers are bringing their partners and kids. My mom is going to be there with her wife. My aunts and uncles are probably bringing their spouses and, you know. There's going to be a few cousins, obviously. Some close family friends. And us. Plus the 8 randoms she just had to invite to this event. I would say be on your best behavior, but let's face it, this is not the type of situation that calls for that. All you have to do is pretend to be my partner for the evening like we agreed upon. Hang on my arm, hold my hand, let me kiss your cheek, I guess. You know, basic stuff like that. Nothing too serious or actually couple-y. Though, we should probably figure out how we got together since people are gonna ask, right? I mean, I guess a dating app could work, but, well. No, it's not that. It's just, Well, I'm thinking it's probably not the best route to go because, like, okay, I understand that that is how most human relationships start nowadays. I do, I get it. But you gotta remember, my family is traditional. We are all in our 400s. My mother is nearing her 500s. She is going to think we aren't serious if we say we met online. What if I just gave her a traditional friends to lovers story? You know, like something simple? I'm suggesting this so she doesn't know more about either of us than she has to. She is on a strict diet when it comes to me in my life. She only gets stuff through trickles. She's desperate for any kind of information I'll give her. But you have to understand, she's been nothing but difficult my entire life. I couldn't trust her to not tell someone when I told her about something going on in my life. She's going to treat you the same because you're with me. Hence, knowing as little about your life being a good thing. It's going to spread to all the aunts and the cousins and then God knows where else. They might ask for your full name, your address, who your parents are, your blood type, literally anything just so they can snoop on you more. You have no idea just how nosy my family can be, and I'm sorry. I really am sorry about this. I'm warning you ahead of time so that you can try to have a bit of protection, because I don't want tonight to turn you off of me. So, if I just say we were in the same friend group and something more came out of it, there's not much to learn from that, right? Sounds like we have a game plan for how we met. For first dates, because there is such a big divide around us, you were willing to wait until it was completely dark out. I planned the date because you were so generous to be accommodating. I took us to a restaurant, then we walked around the park as people do, and I showed you one of my favorite spots to people watch. We end the night by me taking you home. We had a very polite kiss on your front step, and that was it. Very romantic, very PG, something that would make my family think we are actually serious, but just taking it slow. My mother will hopefully understand that becoming a vampire is a huge decision, and we just want to make sure our relationship is going to last. You know, that kind of a thing. Speaking of which, I am going to apologize now for her behavior. She is known to be a little much, and that's putting it lightly. What I mean is, she is going to put you under scrutiny. She doesn't trust my decision-making skills because I've been single for so long, which again are her words, and what type of person would want that? I know. She doesn't seem to think I know what is best for me, so obviously that means I can't pick a partner that's going to be good for me. You're already having points taken off for being a human, which I'm sorry about. It's probably going to be a little awkward being the only human in the room full of vampires, but as long as you stay by my side, nothing's going to happen. It's not like anyone has ill intentions with you. They don't like outsiders. Especially if I'm the one bringing them. Being the black sheep of your family creates all kinds of unnecessary drama, you know? Again, I'm so very sorry for bringing you into all this drama, but I literally didn't know who else to ask. Zach is working. Maria is trying to catch up on cleaning. Tulip told me she wouldn't feel safe in a room full of vampires, which can't really fault her. It's one thing to hang out with me one-on-one, it's another thing to know everyone thinks you're a meal. And Mateo... Well, Mateo said he would only do it if we started dating for real. Then he made a really dumb noise, laughed, and told me to find someone else. I didn't ask you first because I didn't want your view of me to change. Once you meet my family, you might see me differently. I don't want you to start thinking I'm cut from the same cloth because I've done a lot of work to be different, to be better. It's taken years, literal centuries, for me to get to this spot. I don't want you to think I'm heartless or cruel like them. They view their humanity as something wretched to get rid of, not something that needed to be kept for your own sanity so you don't go crazy. I thought if I brought someone bold like Mateo, or maybe sweet like Tulip, it would make a good impression, and I would be able to preserve what we have. I really don't want to lose you. You're one of the most important people in my life. I wouldn't even be heading over there if you hadn't agreed to come. Are you nervous? You're going to make it through the night unscathed, I promise. I'm not going to let anything happen to you. It's not like my family are heartless monsters that drain a human on sight. They have some restraint. You just might feel them. There's no easy way to say this. I'm sorry. You might feel them staring at you for a little too long, or notice that their eyes keep darting to your neck. I would strongly suggest not straying too far if you don't want to be accosted with questions. Considering who some of my cousins are, there's probably going to be some advances too. If you would feel more comfortable, I can check to see if there's something to cover it in the car before we head in. I usually have some sort of anti-bite collar on me. Not for the reasons you think. It's nothing bad, just sometimes things get a little hot and heavy, and let's just say not everyone appreciates fangs. So do you need the collar? Okay, you don't need it. But do you want it? I think it's under the seat if you want to look. Anyways, you can put it on for peace of mind. Can take it home and keep it if you want. Might be good in case you get invited to another event. I'm just saying. If they think you are my partner, you might get an invitation to other events. You know, that is if everything goes well and they do actually like you. I'm assuming the best in this situation. I'm not even lying. I mean, I like you, so why wouldn't they like you? I'm sorry. I'm just nervous and talking for the sake of talking at this point. The silence is kind of overwhelming the closer we get. We're only a few minutes away, depending on traffic. Let's keep our fingers crossed, because hopefully there's a lot of traffic. Yeah, let's do that. Because I really don't want to do this. I wish I could just turn this car around and we could call the rest of our friends and do something fun tonight. But I can't. I really can't because I have to see my family. But we can do this together, right? Look, I know we're pretending to date, so this is going to be ironic, but can you hold my hand for a second so I have something to squeeze? Thank you. You really are the best. I don't know how I would have gotten through this without you. I'm sure Zach would just laugh at me and tell me I'm being a baby for it. I'm not scared to see my family. I'm just nervous, you know, for all the conversations and all the questions. It was going to be worse if I was alone, and it would have been apocalyptic if I didn't even show up, so this is really the only middle ground there was. That being said, when Mother asked what kind of food she should have for the little human, I told her to get your favorite stuff. I figured it would be a nice little pick-me-up considering the amount of questions you'll be receiving tonight. Don't be shocked if one of my brothers asks for a dance and then gives you some sort of third degree. My mother will want to know if we're really together, so they're going to see if your questions are different from mine. If you just stick to the simple story we came up with in the car, everything should be fine. You can just reframe some of our hangouts as personal dates, right? Well, this is it. Before you ask, no, this giant place isn't mine. It's my mom and her wife's. They've had it for like 100 years at this point. All we have to do now is go in. Sorry, I am going to move. I was looking at your neck and, well, I couldn't help but notice there's absolutely no marks on it. They're never going to buy we're a couple like this. A human dating a vampire without any signs? Your neck should have some hickeys or a puncture wound or something. You know, a sign that I've actually fed off of you and we're not pretending. Here, try putting on your collar, see if that helps. Shit. It's see-through. Alright, take it off. It's going to prevent anyone from biting you, but everyone's still going to be able to tell. Fuck. Okay, new plan. I mark your neck up a little bit before we go inside to make this all seem believable. Are you okay with that? Crawl into the back seat. There's way more room back there. It'll be easier this way. I'll join you in a second. Just get yourself comfortable. I'm sure everyone inside is so busy talking to each other that they haven't even noticed our car pull up. After all, I tried to be a little late on purpose. I didn't want to make a scene or have people make a whole big fuss. Ugh. Climbing into the back. Ugh. Could you move? Yeah, like that. Ugh. Sorry. You don't mind that I'm sitting like this, right? Settling my weight on top of you. It's a little more intimate than I was expecting, but if anyone looks out the window, it's only going to help sell this. I'm going to start off light with some hickeys, okay? There we go. Let's add another. You're so vocal. I wasn't expecting that. I guess you never had to keep your voice down before, have you?
The hickeys are forming quite well.
Should add one to the other side for good measure, though.
Starting to look more like a vampire's partner already. Okay, I'm going to do some bites. I won't drink from you, but it will give the appearance that I have been. My family isn't going to look closely enough to see if they're healed or not. Hopefully. Oh, the fangs aren't too much, are they? I'm glad you're enjoying it. Most people do. A vampiric bite tends to be borderline orgasmic. Love the sound you're making, baby. If I didn't know any better, I would say you're trying to get me wet. Those fresh droplets are going to help sell that I just love you so much. I couldn't wait and needed a little nibble in the car. All right, time for the other side. I think I like this spot. Did you just ask for more? Do you want to give me a little taste before heading in? Well, if you're offering. Just an appetizer for what comes later if you're good. Placing another bite right above that one. You're starting to look like a proper meal now. Should probably stop and head inside now. You don't want me to stop, do you? My fangs press against the sensitive skin at the base of your neck as you let out a whine, baring it even further, trying to get me to bite you again. The orgasmic bites are starting to get to you. Your heart pumps faster. I can hear it as I look down at you. You're loving this, aren't you? Do you think you can be quick? I'm soaking wet. You're just as turned on as me. There's no point in heading into a party like this. Do you think you can have a quickie with me, or is that too much? Good. Hiking my dress up, you take off what you need, making room for me. Mm. You can feel just how wet I've gotten as my pussy presses against you. Was making a complete mess in my panties, baby. Don't know if I would have been able to think straight in there. So glad you want this too. So eager for more as you feel the blood dripping off your neck. The bliss from the bite leaves a warm, tingly sensation all over as you lay back, letting me have my fun. You welcome it. As long as I keep making you feel good, the more you want me. This is probably going to be a little awkward in my car, but it's the best we can do right now. Don't think you want me to open the door and then take you somewhere outside. That would be way more risky, wouldn't it? Then the car it is. At least it's private in here. Tinted windows and everything. Don't worry. We will make it work. I've never had a complaint before. This isn't going to be the first one I get, baby. That's for damn sure. You were holding out on me this entire time. You're telling me you felt this good? And we're just going to keep it to yourself? Not share how amazing you feel with your best friend? Oh, I'm kinda hurt. Not even gonna lie. I've been going out, trying to find strangers to hook up with, when really, the best in the fucking world was right next to me. As my pussy starts to work with you, your hips buck up, trying to match my speed. Good job, baby. Yeah, gotta work for it. You want to make me come with you, don't you? Yeah. Oh, I know you do. Love how my pussy feels. All wet because of you? This is what your blood does to me, baby. Every single time, it turns me into a dripping mess. I usually hide it from you. Didn't think you would ever want to see this, let alone partake in this side of vampirism. Guess I was wrong, because you're enjoying yourself. Moans filling the car as you arch into my touch. You want more bites, don't you? Well, maybe if you're good and ask nicely. I'm sure my family would love to hear you ask to be drank from. Would think that I've taught you manners or something. You like that thought too, don't you? Fucking knew you would. Dirty, just like me, baby. Didn't realize my best friend was like me deep down. Fucking yourself against me, making the both of us feel good. Oh, come on. You gotta do better than that if you wanna make me come. I've been around for 400 years, baby. I've seen some things. I've done some things. You're going to have to match my energy. Think you can handle that? Moaning out your yes as my fangs press into you. You can't help the throb as you scream out for more. Already sensitive from being bitten. My pussy's only making it worse. Bringing you closer to the edge than you thought you would be. Oh, who didn't know you were so easy, baby?
You don't tell me about your bedroom activities. I always thought it was going to be hard to get you into bed. Turns out, you're just a big old slut, huh? I just wish you would have told me sooner. Could have been doing this the entire time. I know how to keep my emotions and sex separate. Unable to stop your moans. Your hips buck up, pressing yourself harder against me. Working in time with my hips, my pussy helps you along. So wet and warm, you could get lost in how amazing it feels. Didn't think you would get so close so fast, but here you are. It's all right, baby. You're only human. Of course someone like me is going to have this kind of an effect on you. You stare up at me, your arms wrapping around, feeling how cold I am compared to you. The temperature difference hasn't bothered you before. It certainly doesn't now. In fact, you like feeling the spots where you've touched, feeling the tinges of warmth left behind by you. Almost like you're marking me back. I bet everyone inside would love to hear that my partner is marking me back instead of just letting me take complete control. They just don't get what we have, slut. Oh, another bruise starts to form on your neck as your hips rock into me, grinding against my pussy. Looking down, you see just how wet I am, the mess I'm making all over you. Good thing you took off your clothes. Otherwise, this would be really hard to explain. No one inside is going to know that you spread your legs like a good little slut for your best friend. No one is going to know that you begged for me to bite you, begged for me to fuck you, even begged for release. This will stay between us, baby. No one has to know how pathetic you are when you're fucking someone. It's just so cute how little control you have over yourself the better you feel. Your pleasure demands all your attention as you give yourself to it. Orgasm getting closer. My pussy starts to move faster, grinding against you harder, making sure you feel everything. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's the fucking spot. Oh, fuck. Oh, right there, yes. Oh, fuck, more. That's good. Oh, yeah. Grip on me, tightening. You try to rock with intention, meeting my movements, making yourself feel even better. Oh, fuck. Just listen to you. Let it all out, slut. I want to hear how good I'm making you feel. How close you are to the edge. You want to come, don't you? Oh, just listen to the desperation in your voice. It's so fucking hot. Didn't think you would fall apart so quickly. Have absolutely no composure, do you? The second you start to feel good, all rational thought goes out the window. You focus on yourself, on your own pleasure, on getting that orgasm. You're so close to the edge, you feel yourself teetering. Torn between wanting to be good, wanting to feel good, you decide to just moan and beg. I'll make the decision for you, right? You don't know if you're begging for more, for release. You just know you want to let go, right? Oh, then make me proud. Come for me.
If you're so desperate to let go, then let it all out. Let him come. Come.
I'm sorry. Looks like I got a little carried away there. You're not upset about the extra bite, are you? I'm glad it's what pushed you over the edge. Told you that vampiric bites tend to have an orgasmic quality. Looking down at you, taking in the full image. No one's going to believe that we aren't together, that's for sure. Helping put you back together. You try to catch your breathing. Still a little fucked out. Going to take a few minutes for you to put yourself back together, isn't it? That's okay. It gives me a few minutes to work up the courage to get out of this car. You would really think it would just be so easy to walk into the house. Especially now that the party has started. Like, it's definitely started and people are doing their own things, but it's not. It's not easy. I'm worried about tonight. What's going to happen? What people are going to say to you? If you're going to judge me differently? You're not going to stop being my friend just because my family is kind of pretentious and awful, right? Sorry. I don't mean to sound so insecure. I don't know what it is about this entire situation that makes me feel this way. It does. I guess because I care about you so much, I don't want you to think I've been lying about who I really am this entire time. I'm not the woman they pretend I am in there. I'm not. For my own peace of mind, please promise me you're not going to judge me by anything said or heard in that fucking room. Can you do that? You're right. Pinky promises are more secure than just a regular promise. All right. I think we just gotta pull the band-aid off and go inside. Pulling my dress back down so no one thinks anything and praying to God no one saw us out here. Okay, on the count of three, ready? One, two, three.